It's Friday again, brethren and sisteren, which can mean only one or two things, and only one thing in our particular case. It's time for one of our Culturefile guests to share with us their Culturefile likes.
My name is Eva Richardson-McRae, and I'm an artist based in Dublin. I have a tendency to pick up books and then put them back down halfway through. But the two that I'm currently making my way through is Down and Out in Paris and London by George Orwell, which kind of charts him when he was younger and very broke and his attempts to stay above water, I suppose, in both Paris and London. And it's very, very funny. And then the other book is the collected writings of Mark Fisher, who was a British cultural theorist. And it was released around Christmas time, I think. But unfortunately, he's died maybe 2 years ago. And it's a collection of all his blog writings under K-Punk, and then also other writings of his. TV show, I think it's HBO maybe or something, I'm not actually sure. High Maintenance, which is a kind of very low engagement, like it doesn't take much effort out of you, but they're kind of half hour episodes that the hook of the narrative is it follows around this like weed dealer in America, but the episodes are kind of, they stand on their own and they're kind of just about different people and how they live.
So you're a pot dealer, what's that like?
I just kind of bike around and people call me and then I bring them weed.
I've recently been streaming or listening to online Maria Somerville's new album called All My People, which I think she self-released, but it is very soothing after a hard day's work. Listen to podcasts. I listen to some podcasts going to sleep, but I've mainly just listened to a BBC podcast on Iran about 20 times and fallen asleep at the same point each time. But they'd have some interesting kind of historical. It's like they have in their website, they have like sections under like history or documentary. So they have one on Iran, but I always get to like 5 minutes in and I'm asleep. Or Dante's Inferno is another good one for sleeping.
My name is Afshin Dehkhodi. I left my country, Iran, on November 16, 1978.
I've recently discovered a deadly Turkish bakery on Capel Street where you can get €2 savoury pastries with like spinach and different fillings and you're stuffed for the day. I think it's called Ayla's, A-Y-L-A maybe. But yeah, if you're walking up towards Parnell Street, it's on the right-hand side and they have all the pastries in the window. I don't currently wear any perfume, but I often just nick my sister's DKNY, which kind of smells pretty fresh and nice. I think it's a classic DKNY, is that a thing? It's kind of like in a skinny geometrical kind of bottle.
The likes of artist Eva Richardson-McRae there. Coming shortly, the art of football like it used to be, the long history of humans who don't eat animals, the equally long search for the perfect slogan, and a quick visit to the Mustang Ranch. That's all in the Culturefile Weekly at 7 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.